Dragon Ball Daima is finally here, and we watched it.
No, another Scream intro, bro. But this one's for a good cause, man.
This one
is worthy of the Scream because we finally did it. We finally watched Daima. I'm saying
man.
That like we were the ones that were causing the delay and not just that the show wasn't out yet. But wow, dude. Just one word. Obviously, we got a whole podcast to talk about it. I'll say wow, dude. That's going to be my one word review.
I will say impressed. One might say that saying wow is the way to sort of like more humanly way say that you are impressed
with
something.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah, you kind of stole my shit there. Just made it a little more, I guess, avant-garde, but I like it. I mean, I agree. So
dude,
if we agree, I can't complain.
Man, I feel like there's so much to talk about because people are going to be looking at this. And if they've ever watched one of these with this, they know that you're in a much, much different room.
Exactly. I should
what's
comment
going
on
back
this.
There, by the way, Dotto, what's going on?
Okay,
back
great. Thanks, dude. I was gonna say, wait, did we not bring that up in the reaction, or did I just bring that up to
you? You just brought that up to me.
Forgot. No. So yes, as you can tell, I'm in a different spot, much more soundproofed. Pretty cool, right? Except as you can see on my on my back wall here, all this soundproofing, like that's what it's supposed to look like right there, guys. But I have tape, and it's failing. It's starting to fail. As soon as we wrap this podcast, I'm going to have to reapply this back wall pretty much entirely. It's about three layers of soundproofing. It's going to be a pain. It's going to be a real pain. It's a pain that it fell down now. Honestly, that's why you can just see the tape because wrong hand again. That's why you can see the tape. I haven't put it back up yet. So that's the stage. Also, I'm hoping to get like some backdrop. But actually, Nano, to be honest, can I tell you my real plan?
What's your real plan?
Eventually, this back wall's coming down to the bare essentials, right? Hear me out.
Okay.
Because I got this soundproof box that's like an office soundproof box. So it's big, square, and basically it's like a whisper room. You know what those are, right? It's like where voice actors record their shit. Yeah. So I got like a big whisper room.
Did you ever
watch computers and gaming?
Tucker, Jericho.
Haven't watched him. I know the guy. Didn't watch like a lot of them.
He had one of these when he lived in LA because he had neighbors. Obviously, and he was tired of being. He was tired of not being able to be as loud as he wanted to be. So he actually has a vlog on his channel of him getting one of those, putting it together, and he streamed from that thing for like forever. I remember.
That's what I'm gonna do, bro. That's what I'm gonna do because then I can just be me fully. Like I'm pretty safe right now. I don't want to be a nuisance to anybody, but there is that in the back of my mind. There's just that limiter, and I really do want to get rid of that, so I'm basically going to box up here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So the view's going to change, so probably have like a couple action figures in the back.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much what he did. I feel that just a little bit, whereas I am in my own house, and I can be as loud as I want to be, and maybe people can hear me if they're like walking down the sidewalk or something, but like it's my children and my wife, and I thought that putting me upstairs and away from them, like, would make it to where they couldn't hear me, but apparently they still can. I get comments all the time because, you know, everything always likes to drop on Japan time, which is what you're on now. And so Japan time, my time is like 3 a.m, 2 a.m, 1 a.m, whatever. And I'm over here like, Zita! You know, just like real loud. And people are like, so is he like, can I like peel the curtain back for a second? I asked my wife the other night if she heard one of the things I did. And she's like, Of course I did. I was like, oh damn, I didn't think it was ever to that point. I got the door closed, like my voice travels, dude. Like, so
I mean, like that's just like that shit travels like crazy, bro, which is what I learned. But at least in your own house, you know, if anybody got problems with it, that scream just paid the bill. So like, you know, at the end of the day, like we gonna hear it.
But
with neighbors, I'm not paying their bills. They're going to get mad at me.
that is true. What you could do until you get that, you just go over and say, hey guys, I'm going to cover your rent. But in return, you can't complain about me being loud at all.
That's crazy. I mean, unironically, for the right price, I probably would do that strategy too. Like, but I'm like, I say that shit and then they come at me with like, well, my rent's $5,000.
Yeah,
like, oh my gosh.
Wait,
So now I know you're lying. Cause like, I don't believe that.
Now, Dada, mention one small thing that I want to go ahead and also mention to them is that we did react to this.
So yes.
That reaction does exist. You become a member right here on YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, if you're listening or you don't want to do YouTube, you want to save a couple bucks, you go to patreon.com/keymoments, link down below in the description, and you become a member over there and watch Dragon Ball Daima with us. And every single week, come back to this channel. Dotto, you know what else I wanted to plug? They should subscribe.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of people that watch that do not subscribe. A key moments plaque that spends a little bit of time here in the States and then goes over to Japan with Dotto. Like, that's all we want.
Yeah, man. Weekend visitation rights, aka once a weekend when I'm recording at your place. But low key, Nano, now I'm going to cut you off because now that you plug that and plug the Patreon, I'm going to go ahead and plug the fact that I've been known as a chit chatter on this podcast, Nano. The truth comes out, I am. I love the chit-chat session. Usually, I love not talking about Dragon Ball Z, you know? So I love talking about Dragon Ball Z, too. But, Nano, this is Daima Episode 1. What do you say we just cut the chit-chat and get into some of this lore? Because Episode 1 of Daima was very... This is a heavy episode, bro. I was doing some market research in between the recording to the podcast, and people on Twitter are mostly obsessed with... I mean, we got some beautiful action shots, but mostly this episode was... Not a lot of story, but really just a lot of lore. Like, it was very lore intensive, and a little story started moving at the end there. Anything jump out? Let's just start from the beginning. What do you want to start with this?
Ooh, man. I want to start by telling them that the t-shirt for the first anniversary of Key Moments is available only up until Monday. It's the last time you hear me talk about it. I just want to get it in there really fast.
I cut him off before his final plug.
Yeah, you did. Anyway, it literally goes away, and you want to hear us talk about it again, but if you want to pick up First Anniversary Key Moments t-shirt, link down below in the description. Appreciate you guys for the support on that as well. So, first off, there was a couple things that I was reminded about. I guess the biggest thing that they focus on heavily is the determination between what makes someone a demon and what doesn't, which is one of the first things that they bring up, because they are calling essentially Saiyans Majins, or asking their Majins, and then they even do, he does like a touch screen zoom in on Vegeta's ear and says, look, can't be, they're not pointy. So
yeah, the racism did go crazy in this episode. Basically, we learned with pretty much just no question, if pointy ears, possible demon spotted, which is wild. But yeah, you brought up the Namekian stuff. I feel like that was that one is probably the craziest that they really didn't even act like was crazy at all.
What do you mean? Like that,
like just like
from the demon realm.
Yeah, like they literally say like they're from the demon realm, and then they also say like, "Oh my god, a Namekian's on Earth. No wonder we can't find any Namekians. They all escaped to outside worlds." Like, Namekians just at some point like up and peaced out of the demon realm and said, "Get the fuck out of here." I don't know. That was like, but that like when I say that, like that was it. That's all they said. They literally said, "Oh, Namekians, they're from the demon realm. No wonder we can't find them. They left."
Can I say something, Dom?
Go ahead.
I think Daima is going to really test my Dragon Ball card on whether supposed to know things or not, because I didn't want to, when we were reacting to this, I didn't want to comment on that too much, because I was like, damn, I was like, should I have known this? Which I did say, like, like obviously Demon King Piccolo, like this makes sense. And like Piccolo always refers to himself as a demon, you know, but I guess it just never clicked to me. Like, oh, these guys are from the demon realm. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but...
Hey, Nano, I know what you're saying. I completely agree. My Dragon Ball card is going to be tested with you, because I just thought Demon King Piccolo was just a term like very bad guy Piccolo. It might as well have would have been to me. I didn't know it was an official birthplace birthright.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
because, like, to me, when I thought of Demon Dragon Ball, like, my brain immediately just goes to Deborah. Like, that's like, yes. I'm like, oh, Deborah, like, yeah, you know, and then of course,
for some reason it does hit different, because don't they call him Demon King Deborah?
Yeah, they call him Supreme Demon King.
Yes, but when they say that, my brain's like, this guy's the king of the demons. When Piccolo said that, I was like, this guy just thinks he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
I was like, damn. But no, they give lore for, I mean, that was like the... And this happens a lot in this episode. And there's a lot more stuff that's going to test my Dragon Ball card. And also, even more at stake, it's just going to test my active listening card. Because, like, we're like, reacting, so I want to, like, bring stuff up that I'm thinking and stuff. But, like, I ain't going to lie, bro. I already forgot the angel's name. Not the angel, but Supreme Kai's older brother. Shin's older brother.
Degesso. So I went back and I rewatched just so I could clarify. Shin is actually the older brother. So Shin,
which is crazy, bro. Shin needs a growth spurt. This guy is like Shin 8 foot five.
Shin looks way, 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 way younger than the again. I'm gonna be butchering his name. We did talk about this like multiple times. It's gonna take a few times for me to get these names memorized, just because they're all new. And I also have to be right there with you. Yeah, I was like, while we're reacting, the one thing that I guess I'll go ahead and start off too, because this is one of the first things that we find out, is Goma, the new tiny little guy that's now the actual Demon King. They never explicitly say it, but when they see Deborah get eaten by Majin Buu, they're like, you know what this means, right? Like, you're now the Demon King. So is that implying that Deborah is the father? Because I went back and rewatched all these. I'm like, did I miss some context here? Because again, a lot is happening, right? That very first opening, this episode flew by, Dotto. It flew by. I just could not believe we were at the end of it.
I mean, yeah, we made the joke, but a good portion of the episode was literally just key moments, but from the demon realm, with starring the Kai and then the new Demon King. It was just them reacting to Dragon Ball Z, and that shit went crazy, bro. Like that. And I think it shows that literally all of my Twitter right now is literally like Dragon Ball perfect shots, and then it's just shots from the Z remakes and stuff like that.
Degesu is a cool person from the demon realm and the younger brother of Shin and Dr. Arinsu, which is another new character that we were introduced to, which is their sister.
Like, who wants funding for her research is basically her main funding for her research, and a very good hobby of hiding in the shadows of a very poorly lit demon palace.
Yeah, dude, because she wasn't the only one hiding in the shadows. We got introduced to they were just like, new character, new character, new character. Here's some really awesome moments you guys love from Dragon Ball Z. New character, like.
New character, lore drop, important lore drop. You know what? Okay. Speaking of lore drops, now we're just jumping all over the place, but I got to get something off my chest, bro. The worst lore drop, and not worst as in like, I'm not saying it's really bad or all that impactful, but I think the one that, like, because all the new lore that they dropped, yes, it was quick and it's like a lot to chew on. But the only one that really stood out to me is I was like, that's like what we're doing now. Is
I know
like,
what you're about to say. I bet everyone else knows what you're about to say.
It's just the Majin, like, they show Shin and Kibito, right? Is it Kibito? What's the name?
Yeah, I always said Kibito.
Kibito, yes. But... No, you're right. And they're unfused and they're like, how'd you do that? It's like, we got Majin Buu to absorb us because it turns out the inside of him leaks a gas that anti-fuses Patara fusions. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, even for Dragon Ball, it's just like, damn, that was, okay.
That was something, right? Because the whole thing that we've always thought, well, first off, we had that sort of like low-key retcon in DBS, which was that, oh, well, it's really only for an hour if you're not a Kai. And then now we have, Majin Buu's breath can defuse us. Like, I don't know. I feel like there was probably a better way to work that in, just because you wanted Shin to go along on the adventures in Dragon Ball Diamond. That's really, you just needed lore reason to split him up.
Yeah, I think even like low key, something that would have worked for me, like, is literally, I feel like it would have been more Dragon Ball, more in line if they just said like, oh, you got absorbed by Buu and split apart. So we tried it and it just happened to work. I don't know. But I feel like them adding in the line, like, the inner body of Majin Buu submits a gas that is the anti-Patara. I'm like, what? You know, it was the gas being emitted inside. Like, I don't think it just hit. Like, I hate when like things are explained in way too much detail. Because now, like, the next time I see a Patara fusion, I'm going to be like, oh my God, we need to get some Majin Buu gas and like spritz this guy.
Dude, that's gonna, I don't know. In Sparking 2, that's going to be something that you can do.
What if Dado, now that I said that, what if the reason they enunciated on that line so much is because in Daima they're going to go up against the Patara enemy and spritz some Majin Buu gas on him?
Wait.
What if like that's like a super hype moment? It's like a turnaround.
That.
I don't
you
know.
You might be. Okay. Okay.
Hold
so
on. His writing is this fire?
Let's take a crazy step back. I think this is super important, especially some of you guys are just watching. You didn't actually watch Dragon Ball Daima. I think one of the most important things that was not advertised well at all about this, that is important to understand about this is a continuation of Dragon Ball Z. We are talking mere moments after finishing off Kid Buu is when this takes place. Like so soon after that the Dragon Balls are still stone. They haven't even replenished. It hasn't even been a year yet for them to replenish and be Dragon Balls again. I think that this is a very key critical point that even us keeping up with it, I just found out like a couple months ago that it was a full on just raw continue. Like, of course I knew it was post Majin Buu Saga. We knew that, but I didn't know it was going to be like a true continuation of Dragon Ball Z. That seems like such a key detail to like advertise upon. No,
I don't know. Yeah. Cause I mean, my biggest questions were where in the timeline is this going to be? And sadly, I do think this like, it brings it. I posted a picture for me and Nano to see, but it's kind of like a, I wonder if this feels like a Legend of Zelda timeline moment now. Like, it's not just we had GT, but we don't want to do GT, so we're going to go back and do Super. Now it's like, we're just going to tell Dragon Ball stories starting randomly, and they're going to split off into different timelines. Because we are like in a Daima universe where post-Boo, fresh off of Boo, we're having a party, and now we're babies.
This is, I guess, unfortunate for you guys that are audio listeners. If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, but I definitely am giving this to Tosi so that way he can show it so we can discuss it in just maybe a smidge more detail here. But I guess for audio listeners specifically, it's essentially a graph just stating how Dragon Ball exists in its timeline. And so it's got Dragon Ball Z and Kai there in the center. And then it has three branching essentially timelines to GT, to Daima, and to Super. And so I don't know, Dotto. I kind of hope that by the end of this, it bridges into DBS. I think it would be really cool if at the end of this, it actually just bridges into Dragon Ball Super.
If it does that, I mean, that would be... Could it? Like, how did Dragon Ball Super start again? I guess it's just like one of those things where...
Dragon Ball Super starts as a 10-year gap, right? Or
no, because it doesn't go to that tournament, right? It's still... Or wait, no, I guess Oob is alive. So I guess it... I mean, later on, he's alive.
Dragon Ball Super is supposed to be...
Is it a year after?
It's not. It's longer than a year, right?
When? I'm going to do a little research. When does...
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. Go ahead. I'll stall. But yeah, it's like... my only issue with this, and it's cool because they can tell different stories and stuff like that, but just like, I like when the characters have a possibility of showing back up in the future or future arcs.
It's four years after Boo.
Oh,
so
that does give us a little bit of time. It's just anytime something like this happens, though, it's always just weird that nobody brought it up in Super. Like, nobody's like, damn, this is like when we were babies, bro. Like, that we never even talk about that, but that shit did happen. A little traumatizing.
But imagine DBS finally comes back and they do go ahead and they manage to put that in there somewhere, you know? Like,
yes, no, if they sneak that, now they can sneak it in, and then I would be okay with it, because then, like, you know, Glorio and other characters can show up. Because I don't know, so far, I mean, obviously, we've only had one episode, but Degesu was pretty funny. I liked him. He was, like, taking notes and shit. I was like, oh, this character is not... In fact, their whole plan doesn't seem very serious.
Yeah, no, that's... Are we just...
We're just jumping around, bro. I'm just jumping around, bro. We are already like, I mean, I guess we can start at the beginning, but we're going to be doing a lot of like, they show Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Again,
they cut back in.
So I guess let's just jump straight to that then. So their whole plan, I guess the synopsis of this is they watch Deborah die, who is from the Demon King realm, Babidi, who is, I guess, trying to take over both the demon realm and every other universe and realm or something. I guess that was Babidi's like whole plan. That's why he was trying to resurrect Majin Buu and do all the stuff. I guess that was his. Anyway, I can't remember if that was actually something that was said in Dragon Ball Z. Do you remember? Does it actually say like Babidi's trying to take over like all the realms, or it's just, I think it was just a heavy focus on Babidi trying to revive.
Yeah, I think he's just evil.
We're doing a rewatch that's a reason, and we haven't made it that far.
Yes, no, I was going to say we ain't there yet.
And so the main lore here is that now this Goma, who is now the Demon King, and his friend, who is Shin's younger brother, Degesu, want to go get the Dragon Balls because they see the Dragon Balls being used in their little touchscreen thing, and they're gonna use the wishes. That's basically their entire scheme. And so then they get this Namekian named Neva.
Damn, I don't remember, bro. But he old as hell. That's what I remember. Like,
it was N-E-V-A. It is what it was. Neva?
Bro,
Neva?
I'm getting all the Daima wikis up, bro. The Daima wikis are still, they're under construction as they speak.
So they go get Helm, and they bring Helm. Well, they have to go through some portals, but we think both Dotto and I mean, I think this is just the thing you'd be under the impression of, is that they're going to almost go on like a recon mission. Like they're going to sneak in almost kind of like a Pilaf thing in GT. Like they're going to sneak in and try to get the Dragon Balls. These dudes just show up and they straight up ask. They're just like, hey, what's up? You're a Namekian. Look, we got a Namekian with this too. And where are your Dragon Balls?
And I agree with you. Like, again, watching the episode, I was like, oh, a little subterfuge. Like, these guys literally are doing a worse job than Pilaf and the gang, bro. Like, there's no hiding, no scheming. They literally pull up to Dende and go, we're gonna use your Dragon Balls to make a wish. Oh, nah, I can't let that happen. Well, you ain't gonna stop. Like, that's literally, like, there's no subterfuge. It's literally just Dende needs to have a whistle on him for situations. Dude, like this, or like a phone to call Goku. Or
yeah, they didn't do anything. They didn't do literally anything. They're just
they even make the joke. Dende runs up on him.
Yeah, well, then he's like, I won't tell you guys the password. By the way, the password is just come forth, Shinrod. Like, but
yeah, the password's just please grant my wish. Like, yeah, that's it. Like, they're. No special characters, no numbers, no authenticator app, bro. Just three wishes for saying, can I get some wishes?
Absolutely insane. And so then I guess another important lore dump here as well is that this Namekian Neva. Dang, dude, I wish I. Anyway, Neva. What do you? Was it Neva? Neva?
Here you go, bro. I'm on the character. I got you right. Never mind. These are still heavily on. Wait, no. Wait. So it did start with an N
here.
Correct?
There it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say Neva. Neva. So, actually, no, it's Neva. Neva. Neva.
He's the original creator of the Dragon Balls. This dude is the OG. He made them, which then I'm like, again, in my mind, I'm like, Namekians are from Namek, which is a planet that we traveled to. Not all Namekians originated from the Demon Realm. But then it makes sense because the Demon Realm has a set of Dragon Balls, which, by the way, are the biggest balls ever. They're like, did they look bigger than the Super? No, they weren't bigger than the Super Dragon Balls. No way, actually.
No, hell no.
Yeah, the Super Dragon Balls are like as big as planets.
Those are planet size.
Yeah, but they're bigger than the Namekian Dragon Balls, and they're bigger than Earth's Dragon
they're
Balls.
They're huge. They're huge compared to like anything not planet size. These are about as big as you can get, honestly.
So now it's like, oh, it makes sense that he made them for the Demon Realm. There's a Demon Realm set because now Namekians are demons. This all, you know, all obviously makes sense. And he just does a beam thing and just brings all the balls back that are still stone and then makes them not stone anymore because he's him. Like, what?
Nah, this guy has the craziest OG Namekian tricks of all time. Just Dragon Radar, useless. The year way doesn't exist. Dende was just awestruck. Like, there's no way. These kind of powers are why the Shadow Dragon arc needs to exist, bro. Like, this is abuse.
Dude. But, man.
Hey, but wait, can we not? Wait, oh, go ahead.
I don't want them to retread a ton of stuff, you know? I'm not like everyone else. It's like, oh, I don't want to see them just do all the movie characters over again. Nah, screw that. I'd love a cooler movie. So it's not that I necessarily want them to retread a ton of things from GT. But while I think GT's execution on some things was maybe poor, I think some of the actual like key details of them are cool, like having the Dragon Balls being used too much, and there's, you know, these dragons that exist because of based on like the wishes that were used and all of that, and I think that is like a really cool lore thing. And then I think SSJ4. So I don't think they would go with the Shadow Dragons, but it would be neat if something similar to that, just
yeah,
because
like
a you're
punishment
saying,
for spamming. Yes.
Yes, because like him. Literally making them not like have their year-long wait and just turning them back into balls immediately to be used like within days or weeks of just having used them. Like, I don't know. I just feel it would just be neat if there was some sort of ramification from that in some way, maybe at some point.
I agree. I don't think that's something they'll do in Daima, but hopefully Super or whatever branching timeline we go off into next.
Dude, that's the
an arc like that would be cool.
That's the crazy thing too, is what if this bridge is in the Super Dotto, but what if this just becomes its own separate thing? Like, what if this isn't it? Like, Like, we know that it's supposed to be 20-ish episodes, I think, but what if it ends not ending? Like, what if it's like...
It just goes in a Dragon Ball Turbo.
Dragon Ball Diamonds is here, Dotto. Like,
that would be crazy. I mean, I guess I'd... The thing is, I'd still be here. I'd still be around. Damn, Super's timeline might actually be over. Well, I guess no, because we had the movies and the manga.
Yeah,
so I guess we don't know what the manga's going to do yet.
I don't think Super timeline's over. I do think they'll bridge it in, because I don't think they want to make it too confusing for... viewers. I think I'm
wondering if they will, bro. I don't know. But anyway, one thing I did want to bring up with the Dragon Balls, because this is like an important like episode thing that they just brought up a lot because they want you to think about it. The guardians
of those Dragon Balls. Yes.
There's the three Dragon Balls each have a guardian made by Nezu or Neva. Sorry, Neva. It was Nezu. Made by Neva, these guardians, just like, again, they're over and over. They're stated like nobody's ever made a wish with these balls. The guardians are too crazy.
And every time they bring them up, until we do eventually, because we actually do get to see one truly guarding one of the Dragon Balls, every time they bring them up, they show them as like shadowy boss type figures.
Yes. With, they're very definitely scary, hyping very them boss. Up,
essentially.
Yeah. So the obvious assumption is that these are going to be our three boss fights throughout the series. Like Pansy, Goku, Shin, and Gloria are going to have to kill these guys. Or maybe just like win them over. I don't really know how they work. I don't know if they're guardians of good or... Because like Neva does pull up to one of them and goes, hey, great work. You're doing great work up there.
Wait, so
they seem cool to him.
They're called Tamagis? Is that what it was?
I'm gonna be honest, they're not on the wiki and I completely forgot, but that does sound right.
The three powerful Tamagamis protect them.
Yes, the Tamagamis.
Yeah, I guess that was one thing I definitely missed, Dotto, that you definitely just point out, is there's only three in the demon realm, which then that also, I guess, makes sense as to why it kind of kept pointing out that that Degesu, right? That's his name, right? I swear I'm gonna say it enough in this podcast that I'll remember it.
Degesu, yes.
He keeps counting. He counts them Neva, multiple times.
Yes. And the three, I mean, shit, they give us a good, like, their silhouettes, but pretty much all we're missing is their colors. You can see, like, their full, like, details and what they use. We got one with a trident, two skinny builds with a trident. One of the skinny builds has, like, a Buster Blade or greatsword. And then there's, like, a fatter one with a hammer. So those are like our three type. Builds. I would guess, obviously, the sword guy is the main guy.
Yes.
There's no way, yeah. He just looks the coolest. These guys, although I will say they're like more mecha built. They look like insect mechas. They very much remind me of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Archetype, the Insectors. Just in case there's one guy out there that hasn't watched the episode, is wondering what they look like, and has also played Yu-Gi-Oh! There you go, bro. I hooked you up. Now you can perfectly picture it.
We got this. We saw the sword guy in full color, though.
Oh, do we get to see the... Oh, that's the one he, like, thanks?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I need to pull up on that, too, because I need to see this design. He, like, he does thank him. There he is. Yeah, we do see. So they're just, like, gray, or at least this one's gray.
Yeah, he's gray with red eyes, and then... Wait. Never mind, Dotto.
Do we see all of them in color?
That's not the Dragon Ball up there. The Dragon Ball is on his belt.
No way. Is that just, like, a projection?
I do wonder.
Oh, maybe. I mean, maybe. I you're right. It does have a... Maybe the belt's just like an accessory guarding him.
Foreshadowing with the three characters, the balls behind them are bigger for sure.
Yes.
So you would... Oh, it does say the small Dragon Balls. Yeah, never mind. I guess that's just
They call the Earth one small.
So I guess it's just a design. Wait, if you go back to their silhouette type look on the episode, they do have the Dragon Balls. Like that one's on the sword one has it on his belt. The one with the trident type thing has it in the middle of his chest, and then so does the hammer one has it in the middle of his chest too. But yeah, you would presume those are probably just identifiers for them.
Maybe they're also pieces of it. I guess we'll have to figure that out. I guess they could just be accessories, or those are the actual balls, and they're just like They just have projections above them. I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to be because the fact that they called out how small the Earth ones were, it's got to be that that big thing above him is the actual dragon. Surely, right? I don't know. That would be, because why would you put a projector like, hey guys, that Dragon Ball you demons were looking for, it's right here. You see the big projector above this guy? That's where you find the Dragon Ball. And then look, it's on his belt. There you go. Try and get it. Yeah,
I guess for power scalers, like these guys, I guess the peak of the series is probably these guys, or maybe like one final boss after these guys.
I don't think these will be the final boss.
No, I think these are going to be like the
midway. I think they'll be the midway. Yes, and they'll be the,
you
before
fight
we
them
reveal.
and then like right before they get the wish, the evil bad person's going to be like, maybe honestly it could be oh brother, here I go back to the character list because I forgot a name. Doctor, and then I forgot.
Arinsu, maybe she's gonna make
Arinsu,
like,
yes.
Like something. She's like almost the pseudo Gero. She's gonna make sort of final boss.
I feel like Dr. Arinsu would be my pick for a final boss. Kind of, she's got the most evil vibes going on about her.
Oh, for sure.
The other two are just kind of they're just kind of too dumb. I think she's the only one that's actually like plotting. But I'm excited to see. But I was gonna say these guys have to be like at least a little tougher than Deborah, because otherwise Deborah would just get the Dragon Balls and make a wish. Because nobody's made a wish. I think that's another important part, is no one's ever made a wish with these things. They're simply too tough.
This is also true. Yes, which was specifically pointed out because that's why they're going to get the Earth ones. And they point out that he made them long ago, Neva. And no one's ever got to use them because these guys protect them. So, are there any other really important...
I was going to say no. Other than just like the whole way like transportation works in the demon world with going in like side of fish.
That was interesting.
Yes. Coordinate. Yeah, that was very wacky stuff. Just fish teleportation through the universe. Oh, actually, I'm glad we brought this up because there is a big part of that in which they like, oh, we want to go to Earth. And they're like, oh, someone actually, very popular spot to teleport to. And apparently, this is why I think she's going to be a bad guy. Dr. Arinsu already went there.
Yeah, she beat
probably
them.
Right. I don't know if like right before them or like maybe a while before them, but something like that. You know, Dr. Arinsu is plotting. She's moving around.
And then
that's pretty much it.
He does mention because of being popular. Also that Babidi and Deborah had just came through there as well. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. It's just really neat that this is following so closely up from the Buu saga. Like that just puts me so much more invested. And then the episode does, again, both of us were like, wait, what? Because the episode literally ends on them making the wish, and then it starts the credit song, and with the credit song shows a few, not all, but a few of the characters like Goku and Vegeta being transformed, and Krillin and Bulma, I believe, being transformed.
Krillin looked like he was in serious
pain. I mean, imagine being turned back to being six, because they said turn them back to first graders, Dotto. They are 6 years old. They're six, Dotto.
I just thought that it honestly was like crazy, because the song starts and then it's just before, like once it gets to Goku, the song starts making more sense. But before that, it's literally just like happy, upbeat music while everybody's like two people fall in pain and then Krillin like arches back in like raw pain. I was like, this is totally all over the place. But yes, no, they are now first graders, and then anybody younger than that is a baby. So if they were already kids, they're babies. If they were adults, they're a bright and shiny 6 years old. So happy birthday to these guys. Oh, kind of fucked up, I will say. Like the wish affected all of their friends. It was whoever beat Majin Buu and all of their friends. So shout out to all of the side characters that got hit by this. Like, do you know how many friends they've made along the way in their journeys that just probably got sniped by this? There is an insane amount of characters that just got sniped on this wish.
So, which now, if you watched our reaction to it and you're now watching the podcast, definitely I made a comment that I'm now realizing made absolutely no sense, because Gohan was not at the party, which they pointed out specifically that Gohan wasn't at. So they were, again, they're all at a party. And they actually point out specifically that Gohan is not there. So I thought when they were going to make the wish, Gohan would not be affected. But the way they make the wish is they do ask specifically, it's Goku and those who helped him and his friends or whatever, like Dotto just said. And so Gohan would be affected by it.
I wonder why.
And now I'm trying to remember, did we see Gohan in the Daima trailer as a child?
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
Because we know.
And I wonder why they would write him out. Maybe because they don't want to draw Kid Gohan or something.
I was going to say, because that's the thing. We would know exactly what he would look like. Actually, that would be very nostalgic.
I was going to say, Kid Gohan going on an adventure with Kid Goku would have been actually heat. Because Kid Gohan clutches up.
I
know,
mean,
technically he would be stronger because he's not really a kid, but still.
I guess I get the lore implications of making Shin be one of the, or again, we're presuming that Shin is one of the main characters that will travel with Goku as we go through all of this. But, you know, obviously as the Vegeta fan I am, I would love for it to be Vegeta, whatever. Dotto keeps saying that I'm not going to see Vegeta again now after this episode.
It's over. No. He'll be in. Well, now I said that because I thought this was going to be the episode. Like, I thought a lot more was going to get done, but we did a lot of lore talk and all this. So we know Vegeta is going to be in episode two because we still need to see everybody as babies. That's probably the only scene we didn't see from the trailer in just episode one. Because, yeah, it ends. I mean, once, like, we don't get to see them as kids, we just see them start morphing and credits roll.
Let's make a bet here, okay? Right here, right now.
All right.
And when we think, let's just say, presume that it's 20 episodes. I don't know if we still, again, I don't know if we actually know. Let me search that. But when do you think Vegeta comes back in play as a main role?
Zero. We're going to see him at the very end of the series when they all come back to Earth as adults. He's not. You got to let it go, bro. He's not showing up. As soon as they leave Earth, he's cooked. Once they leave Earth, he's cooked.
So you're saying we don't see, you're saying in a, because I'm sure we'll see him here and there. They're gonna do cuts. They can't help it. It's Dragon Ball. But you're gonna make the bet that we won't see him ever again now as a main character.
It's crazy because, like, well, in Daima,
yes.
I think I'm gonna be honest. I've been crazy wrong. Like, I think I'm wrong on everything I fucking say with this with the Dragon Ball franchise nowadays. But my presumption would be yes. I don't think he ever comes back. If he does, it would be hype. Like, maybe if Bulma's 6-year-old self builds, like, a ship and, like, launches him over to help with the final fight. But I don't know. I'm getting very much. I guess
one,
in GT.
1 through 20. 1 through 20. Throw an episode out there. 1 through 20.
If he does show up, I'm expecting no earlier than 17.
Okay. I already typed my number in. 13. I typed in 13.
Wow. This is Cove.
Let us know down below in the comments section. I think you can comment on Spotify too. I don't know if you can on Apple Podcasts, but let us know. I want to see what you guys think. When will Vegeta have a semi-prominent role back into the story of Dragon Ball Daima? Or do you just think he will be completely written out? I'm saying 13.
Oh my God. I said 17, but I think a very real answer is literally just like, he's just gone.
Ah. Oh. Dude, he's gonna get three, man. He's gonna get three.
The only hope,
bro,
is a final battle, like Bulma teleports in, like, we built a ship to get to the demon realm, and then, like, Vegeta flies out and, like, you know, does some shit. Like, that could go crazy.
Dude,
but
I hope you're so, dude. I hope I'm right, man. I hope you're wrong.
I mean, hey, to be honest, I mean, I want to see that too. So,
but
here's hoping.
All that to get around to saying is that I'm presuming I will like it. We know nothing about Glorio. We haven't met the other character that we saw in the trailer that will be traveling with them. And then, of course, Shin. But if I could have chosen the characters, like, even if I couldn't have my Vegeta, Goku, like, finally getting to see them go out on an adventure, because we haven't really ever got that, you know? Like, not really. Not like this way. It would have been cool to have seen Goku and Gohan, like, adventure together. Like, to.
Yeah, no. Just Kid Gohan, just seeing the bowl cut again would have been crazy.
The bowl cut. When I was saying that, though, I was picturing, like, your favorite 10 out of 10 episode is Gohan with the sort of, like, longer hair when he's, you know, with the dinosaur, super nostalgic.
Yes, yes.
That was the Gohan I was picturing. But he probably does have a shorter cut right now. So that probably wouldn't make as much sense for him to have that particular cut. But they'll probably be children for a minute. 20 episodes at least. I don't know how much time will pass.
Yeah, I think they'll, yeah, we're going to stay babies in this one.
I think another thing that we do at least have to mention, which we have not talked about, is just how beautiful the episode was. Like, it was clean the entire way through. Maybe I don't know. I still don't know if I would say it's better than DBS Broly, but it's at least as good looking as DBS Broly, which is more than enough of praise for something that's an episode of a show versus a whole movie production. And then the recap, essentially, of Dragon Ball Z and seeing all the characters, including Raditz, by the way. Raditz was one of the characters they decided to show. What if he's coming back?
Nah, but the, seeing him in the recap did look good, and you're right, it looked great. It was all the way through. I mean, I thought it looked better than Dragon Ball Super Broly, especially, like, obviously not every shot was like the best looking thing of all time, but I would say 97% of it was pretty much like, damn, this is the best this ever looked. Especially, and again, we brought this up a lot in the reaction, but especially just the Z, like, portions that were reanimated. Got me like halfway through. I was like, damn, just reanimate Z again, bro. Let's go one more lap around.
We did say that a lot. Listen, I would be so down for a Dragon Ball Z that looks as good as Dragon Ball Z looks in this episode. You even made a comment saying it'd be kind of funny to literally just watch through Z with these two commentating the entire time. Like, if that was like, you know,
if that's the series you want to give us. I mean, if that's how I got to get these scenes, bro, because I mean, Gotenks looked better than he's ever looked before. Vegeta looked better than he's ever looked before.
Dude, yes, that shot of the Gohan scene. Gohan
Boo.
Was
yes.
Sick. Dude, like, I'm not even kidding. It, like, if you really didn't think you were going to give Daima a chance, at least, first off, I think you load it up, you watch it, you're going to be tapped in, first off. Secondly,
I think it's
worth just watching those first 10 to 15 minutes and seeing these sequences that we loved reanimated, because dude, they give a heavy emphasis on Majin Vegeta. Gets a lot of screen time in this episode, like a lot, like an insane amount. They redo Final Atonement, they redo the World Tournament sequence. I mean, now these are really fast, they're not totally redone, but they redo them substantially and they look amazing. Like, they look, I can't, the shots of the villains when they show Raditz, Frieza, Cell, they didn't show Vegeta and Nappa, did they? They chose to show Raditz and then jump to Frieza, didn't they?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Wow. Man, here it is. All right, sorry, I continue to do research. I was on Twitter scrolling and there's a shot of all the villains. One has, I don't know why Raditz was included, but it's Frieza, Cell, and like Boo. They do like the specific shots for, and they look, I mean, Cell looked the best, but honestly, Boo looked pretty good too. I mean, it's a good look. They got some drawings in there. They got some drawings in there that look pretty good.
Man. The whole show, it was just so good the whole way through, Dotto. Like, the whole way through, from the time it started until the time it ended, it did not feel like 30 minutes. Plain and simple. Did it?
No, I mean, it was quick. I mean, it was lore, bro. I was chewing on so much. And then, like, the action scene would come up, and I'd be thinking about the lore.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to say before we give a rating? But we get to do something cool that we have never got to do on one of these.
What's that? I mean, I'm ready to give a rating. Now that you teased it this much, I'm ready.
We get to talk about where we think we're going to go next.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, we've never really got to do that before, because everything we've ever covered is just past tense things. But we can give the rating first, and then we'll do our theory crafting here. All right, we haven't done this not in person in a while, so I guess we hold these up. But I know where I'm at.
Oh yes. Oh, I get to go. I get to say it first.
Yeah, you say it first. I held mine up. That way, it's locked in.
I'm thinking, because let me process this. Let me really think. Now, I want to be able to defend this.
To me, this is relative to the rest of Daima. This is not relative to RZ rewatch. Not, I want to make that
I'm
as clear
scaling,
as
I'm scaling, I'm scaling this to personal enjoyment and also in the context of where I'm going to rate other Daima episodes. But episode one, good lore. Good action scenes. It was fun. Great nostalgia factor here.
There was
beautiful
a lot of
shots. A lot of Dragon Ball perfect shots. I know he's eating good today. But so for that, I don't want to go too high, because really not honestly, when the episode ended, I was like, we're ending there. But I think that'll go away a little bit. Let me start. Yeah, I mean, let me be realistic. All right, hands up.
I've already done it. Yeah, I already locked
mine in. I'm going with a seven.
Oh. Damn, Dotto.
Where'd you go?
I glazed the hell out of this, Dotto.
Where'd you go, bro? Okay, that's fine.
They saw it. Before I tell you the number, and before I guess if you're just listening to the audio version of this, what I will say is that I would have went 1 point even higher, but I do agree with you that I don't necessarily love it ending the way it ended. Like, I definitely would have rather seen at least some more reactions, not just here's the wish. Okay, now let's start playing the credits. I do think playing the credits was a nice touch, though, but I'm kind of with Dotto that it felt a little off that you're watching these people go through agony while you're listening to this mostly cheerful song. Like, it didn't necessarily, in this case, it didn't totally fit, but I gave it a 9.
That's still, I mean, I do get it. And also I think we should mention real quick that at least for me, and I think for you, we've been doing over the course of the series, like a 5, these are not like game reviewer standards or movie reviewer standards.
No.
Yeah. A 7 is not bad. A 5 is like, okay, that was okay. Yeah, that was good.
A 5 is not failing. That's not like a 50%.
A 5 is not failing. Yeah. Not a 5 is like, it's not like 50% grade school. It's like 50%. Like, I would say like, that's good. Like, it's like, that's neutral. 5 is neutral to me. So 6 would be, okay, that's pretty good. And 7's like, yeah, that was good. A solid, that was good. But yeah, I'm giving it that just because it was mostly lore. And in these shows, I mostly like,
dude, but Dotto, it, you know, adventure so and shit. Good, man.
It did. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just saying, like, on the scale of Daima.
We got a Goku v. Vegeta modern clash as well. Like, they redid the entire Saiyan Saga clash. Dude, a beam clash? Not out of the screens that they were watching, but also include the stuff.
Like, for every beam clash we got, we also got Majin Buu gas restoring Potara fusion. Not that I actually care that much about that. I feel like somebody's going to be like, oh, brother, why does he care?
Yeah, why did he focus so hard on that?
It hurt the rating that much. I'm just like, you know, this was like a setup episode, you know, and that's fine. But I'm excited to see them as babies more. I guess this isn't what you meant by guessing where we're going next. But I'm excited to get, like, obviously Glorio's going to show up on Earth because the next episode's called Glorio. So
the next episode is called Glorio. That's what that was saying. I thought it just
unless they were just saying his name. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was just saying his name. I didn't think, because this episode was called Conspiracy. So. Maybe, though. You might be. Yeah, you're probably right. Never mind. Sorry, go ahead.
So, I mean, if they, like, I'm excited to see that. I think that's going to be my good setup, because them making the wish and stuff is like, I'm not saying it's bad, but the teasers showed pretty much all of this, minus the lore. But we saw the Goku Vegeta fight. We saw the other stuff. So it's still good. It looked great. All the Z rewatch stuff was nice. But I'm excited to see, like, hey, you guys got fucked over by demons. We need to go on an adventure right now. And again, episode 2 also runs the risk of, if it ends like as we're about to take off.
I was about to say,
I guess that would still be fine, but
I don't think episode 2 is getting us into the adventure yet. I think episode 2 is dealing with the ramifications of being children now and a little bit more lore from the demon realm side of things. And then it may be if we're on a 20 episode limit here, it probably is going to be at least decently fast. So I bet episode 2 ends with them hopping into do you think we'll meet the other main cast?
Probably not.
What'd you say her name is? You said it. Is it Pansy?
It's Pansu. Yeah, it's Pansu or Pansy.
Pansu. Okay. So you
let me look
her up. Yeah, I was gonna say, demon? Dragon?
I guess all we gotta look for is pointy ears, so it's extremely easy.
Oh, Pansy.
Pansy.
She does have pointy ears.
Demon. Certified demon.
Okay.
Not to judge too harsh, but I've seen those demon ears before. Crazy.
Okay, interesting. All right, so do you think we meet her in episode 2, or do you think she's more of a...
Nah, that's like maybe episode 3, or honestly, she could be even later. It wouldn't surprise me if she was like episode 4.
See, this might... I'm not going to go back and watch the trailer, because now that we're in the thick of it...
I don't need the trailer anymore.
Dada, now that we're in the thick of it...
What's that? What are you saying with that?
Do you not get why I said that?
No.
You're not a KSI fan?
Oh, no. I mean, I was going to say, I have heard that, yes.
Then Dotto moved to Japan, and he's just like, he's
American culture is just so behind.
Yeah,
right now.
Even though KSI is actually from the UK, so is it even really? I don't even know. Anyway, but now that we're in the thick of it, I don't want to rewatch the trailer, so I don't want to like confirm or not confirm whether she is in a sequence of them leaving. But I'm kind of with you, Dotto. I think probably it's more of a meet Glorio, go off on our adventure, and she probably joins somewhere midway. If I were a betting man, she like is revealed later or something.
And yeah, I would agree.
Maybe she's gonna be like, I don't know. Is she gonna be like someone's daughter or something? You know, like the other question.
I'm the
I
reincarnation
know is,
of Abura.
do you think Goma is Deborah's daughter or daughter son
daughter
or not? Well, we said daughter then. Do you think that he's Demon King because Deborah is dead? It would only make sense that that's his son, right?
Son or maybe little brother
or maybe little brother. That's a good point. Where's Beelzebub?
What if he is the younger brother? And then like, because they did bring up that obviously all this stuff could be like just playing into the fact that they're going to be turned into kids. But they brought up Saiyan growth spurts. What if demons also get growth spurts? And then, like, the final battle is against, like,
is Goma,
but he hits his demon growth spurt, and then he just turns into a fucking monster. That would be funny.
Yeah, you might be onto something with that.
I like how we say that. Absolutely not going to happen. But you might be cooking with that. No.
But it is important noting that they did want to point out the whole growth spurt of Saiyans. They specifically, you know, Trunks is 9, specifically call out that Saiyans don't have their growth spurt until they're 15. So they actually did make it a point to point that. And I'm not saying that's related even remotely to Goma or the demons, but just saying like it was kind of, they did point that out. I'm just wondering if some of these things that they're specifically pointing out are actually like small hints at something later, or if it was just kind of more of a reminder to people. Like that one might have just been a reminder, like, hey, this is why Trunks is still a child. But
yeah.
Also, this is immediate follow-up to Majin Buu Saga, so do we really need that reminder? I don't know.
I mean, it has been a while, to be honest.
Yeah, I would say this is probably one of the more tame, like, ooh, what could they be doing next? It'll probably be, like, weeks 3 and 4 where we're like, bro, where's this going? You know, like, this one's fairly...
Yeah, no, once we start fighting, like, we still need to get off fucking Earth. Because clearly, I mean, that was the easiest attack on the Z Fighters I have ever seen in my life.
Well, okay, well, actually,
that's what I want to end the episode on.
Why do you think they're going on an adventure across the universe? What exactly? What do you think they're doing that for? Do you think
probably because that's
is he about to destroy?
They have to rewrite the wish.
Do you think the Dragon Balls are about to be destroyed, or maybe they're going to take them with them?
Ooh, maybe actually. I guess you're right. They could just wait out the year and then train themselves back. So yeah, they probably take them.
Yeah, why? I mean,
if they destroy them, that would be crazy.
I would say lore-wise, they're going to have Neeva do something to probably the Namekian Dragon Balls too, because otherwise the answer here is that they just go to Namek. They bring up Purunga. They become adults again. That's too easy. So there's definitely probably going to be something that happens with the Dragon Balls, so that way they're not able to immediately wish themselves back to whatever. Or maybe Neeva's able to... Maybe all the lore is going to be is that he's just, instead of splitting them out on Earth, he's going to split them out amongst the universes, and that's why.
Is Dende, and I don't want to keep the podcast going too long, is Dende also the commander of the Namekian Dragon Balls, or no?
I mean, he's the guardian of Earth, so you would presume that since he's the guardian of Earth,
yeah,
he would be, right?
Just the Earth? But just like the Earth Dragon Balls? Like, because if Dende gets like not killed, but like absorbed here, or like gets kidnapped. I mean, like how many people are we screwing over with this?
The logical thing would be that they take Dende back with them now, huh?
Just kidnap another Namekian. We're bringing you back to the demon realm, son.
But what are the other wishes? He have two more wishes. He's going to give
Oh yeah, we don't know his life. I'm glad you brought that. That's the only other big plot point we totally forgot is that, we know what two wishes are, but then the third guy's like, it's been too late. The Gesu says, hey, you mind if I get the third wish? And we never figure out what the third wish is.
Yep. So.
Or if he even gets it, but I mean, obviously I think he is going to get
it. Well, the girl might show up and she might do her wish like super last minute or something.
There could be more revealed in episode 2 than I was giving credit to.
I don't know, Dotto. There's a lot to stay tapped in on, which is why you guys should subscribe to the channel. You should hit that like button if you watch this far, especially. Stay tapped in because we will be doing Daima reviews every week, and the Dragon Ball Z rewatch for all you DBZ rewatch heads will resume post Dragon Ball Daima. So, Otto, any final words, or do you hear the OST, or is it not starting?
I hear yet? The OST. It's they're calling.
Oh man,
you don't hear that? They're calling me hard right now.
I guess it's time to pick up, guys. We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.